What masochist would choose to write a play in one night and then watch it perform the next evening? A theater series in Anchorage called The Overnighters has managed to find plenty of playwrights willing to sacrifice a night's sleep and test their talents. The results tend toward the surreal and often hilarious. AK's Ashley Gross spent 24 hours following the creative endeavor from beginning to end.
So thank you for your patience, and welcome to the world's largest Alaska Overnighters. Holy crap! Lovely to see all of you here.
It's 6 p.m. on a Saturday night, and about 70 actors, directors, stage managers, and playwrights are crowded into a UAA classroom. The air is electric with anticipation as Overnighters organizer Dawson Moore starts handing out topics to the six writers.
All right, no reading them through there. Just pick. They're all the same. Well, except they're different.
This one's short.
There you go. That's yours. Take it.
Leslie and the topic, I didn't think it would all look like Star Trek. Oh, goody.
Moore started the Overnighters in 2002. He likes the energy of writing in such a compressed time and the unpredictable performances that result.
On stage with my partner, we were downstage left, and in a couple of lines, she knew she had to introduce me, and she leaned back and she whispered to me, "What's your character's name?" And I whispered back, "I have no idea. Make something up."
After getting their assignments, the playwrights meet with the actors to find out who can swing dance or who owns useful props like a coffin or a Pope's hat. Then the writers go home to write. They have till 8 a.m. the next morning. At a house in South Anchorage, two playwrights are pounding away at laptops. Veteran Overnighters playwright Arlisha Jones has persuaded her friend Tonya Derrickson to join her for a night of caffeine-fueled inspiration. Tonya's not all that excited by her topic.
The great new thing about these new leechings is, or something along those lines, I'm paraphrasing, but yeah. So I'm going to have to look that word up.
Arlisha has written for the Overnighters half a dozen times. She says without fail, the process is terrifying, but it always winds up being fun. Her topic tonight is clones are actually superior to people. She's not sure how that fits in with an idea she already had, a traffic flagger who wields her stop slow sign with godlike authority.
My husband and I traveled this summer on the highways, and we got stopped a lot. And you're just like, how long am I here? Am I here for 30 seconds or am I here for 3 hours?
Arlisha and Tonya have each other to bounce ideas off of. The rest of the writers work in solitude, except for the occasional pet that acts as a muse.
My name is Shotzi Schaefers. It is 16 p.m. on Saturday evening. And so far I have 18 pages, but I use a very large font. So I think that would probably translate to about 12 pages.
Schaefers is another Overnighters veteran. She's acted and directed, but prefers writing, even though it's even scarier than being on stage.
It never fails. I sit out there and squirm, and my stomach hurts, and I just want to hide. But so far, it's always gone really well. I've been lucky.
And she's obviously a pro to be this far along after 3 hours. She gets back to her play, and the clock ticks on.
Hi, it's Arlisha again, and it is, my contacts are fuzzy. 225. 227 by that clock. Let's go by the 225 clock. That's 2 more minutes to write.
At this time of night, the hilarity level, Shay Arlisha Jones, has notched up.
I'm on page 9, I think, and it's the stupidest thing I've ever written in my life.
Oh, don't say that.
So far, I've got a wolf howling on stage, a super soaker.
She even has her traffic flagger, who's wearing just a bra and Carhartts, do a pole dance with her sign.
It just seemed to fit, you know. And when you need a pole dance, put a pole dance in. So there you go.
I don't have a pole dance in mine. I need to work on putting a pole dance in mine, right? That'll come after 3 o'clock.
Arlisha and Tonya turn back to their computers with 5 hours till deadline. The next morning, they hand off scripts to the actors. 12 hours later, backstage is mayhem. Clowns, girls in stilettos, and the cast of a sex musical set at the Alamo are squeezing in one last rehearsal.
Oh, Susanna, oh, don't you cry for me. For I'll go into the battle and your love in memory.
The plays begin, and the audience is enthusiastic, even when some scripts could use reworking. It's 17-year-old actor Ernie Piper's first time in The Overnighters, but it won't be his last.
It was the most nutsy experience of my life, and I loved it. The whole day was like one big goof-off session. Just everything moving so fast. And if you didn't get it right, it was written in a night. Nobody cares. Laugh about it. Move on.
And after Arlisha's pole-dancing traffic flagger leaves the audience howling with laughter, she concedes maybe the play isn't the stupidest thing she's ever written. For AK, I'm Ashley Gross.
We're gonna die, Sheba, and porcupines are gonna eat our bones.